Yahrzeit again. Every year on the Yahrzeit, there's once again that connection to the tzaddik of all of his great activities. So what does it mean for us? We are Parshat people, right? But we have a privilege that we are connected to the Alter Rebbe through our Rebbe and through the Rabbeim, the chain link to the Alter Rebbe. And the Alter Rebbe is the one that started all the whole movement, the whole Chassidus. And the minimal what we can do is to get together today and make a little fabrenge. We owe it. We owe it to the Alter Rebbe. We owe it to the Rebbe. We owe it. The shul should really be full with people. Everybody should be here. Because it's our chance. It's our chance to say, Rebbe, thank you. Thank you for bringing us close to Yiddishkeit, for bringing us close to Hasidus, for bringing us close to the Alter Rebbe. Thank you, Rebbe. That's what we're here for, saying Alechayim. You know, when it comes to a Yahrzeit, we say, Zuchusoy Yogein Aleinu. May his merit protect us. We all need protection. We all have things that we need to be protected. So we're asking Hashem, Zuchusoy, the zuchus, the merit. The Alter Rebbe said that before his passing, he said, he gives away all of his mesiras nefesh, his self-sacrifice that the Alter Rebbe had for Hasidus, for the Eibishter, for the teaching of the Baal Shem Tov. He gives it away for a yid that connects with him so that the Eibishter should respond and help that yid. Every yid. But when we say that the Rebbe's merit should protect us, what are we saying his merit? How should the Rebbe's merit protect us? When we connect with the Rebbe, when he becomes, his merit can protect us. If we connect, that's up to us to connect to the Rebbe. When we get together, Afabrengen today, this is a must. The shul should be full with people. Because Chav Dalet Teves, the Yahrzeit, is essentially a continuation of Yutes Kislev, because it comes a little bit after, it comes in the next month, it comes just a month and a few days after Yutes Kislev, but it's still a follow-up, and you know, in Lubavitch, they used to continue things they didn't have a chance in Yutes Kislev, they used to finish it, like the Chalukas Hashas, and other things that you would do on Chav Dalet Teves. So today is our chance. Today is our chance. My friends, Levi, Yisher Koyach, for organizing all this. This is like a tremendous zuchus for you and for all of us to participate. If we want the Rebbe's brachas, if we want, we say zuchus yog naleinu, we have to invest a little bit in it. Sitting by Fabrengen tonight, saying l'chaim, remembering the Alter Rebbe, learning something from the Alter Rebbe, hearing about the Alter Rebbe, this is really our connection. This is our zuchus. This brings our zuchus. So my friends, say l'chaim, 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 zuchus yogin aleinu. May the Alter Rebbe's merit protect all of us to give us all that we need to inspire us. That's what we're asking. We're asking the Eibishter to bless us so that we should be inspired. We should love Hashem, that we should want Hashem, that we should subjugate Hashem to Hashem. So l'chaim, l'chaim, the Eibishter will definitely help us, that the zuchus from the tzaddik, from the Alter Rebbe, will stand by us. L'chaim, l'chaim. Tereya, ya, 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 ma, ya, 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 Tereya ma ma ma, ay 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 ay, ay 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 ay, ma iladam. Tereya ya 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 ma ya dadam, ay dadam ma ya yadam, ay da yada yadam. Ya 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 Of course, when we talk about Chov Dalet Teves, talk about the Alter Rebbe, talk about Chassidus. We're talking about today's Ayom Yom. The Rebbe brings down that the Tzemach Tzedek asked the Rebbe, the Alter Rebbe, what did he want with Chassidus? No, I mixed it up. I'm sorry. The Rebbe Maharash asked the Tzemach Tzedek, what did the Alter Rebbe want with Chassidus? And the Tzemach Tzedek told him, what did he want with the Derech of Chassidus? And what did he want with Chassidus? So he told him, the Derech of Chassidus is that Chassidim should be like one family, with love, to care about each other. I mean, that's it. It just says there with love, to be like one family, according to the Torah. And this should be in a way of love. And this is really what Fabrengen is. It's like one family. We're making a family get together. It's a mishpacha. It's a family together. And what's the Chassidus? Is the illuminate and to be able to see, and able to introspect, to realize one's standing, where one is. Chassidus, you can't be a chassid if you don't follow in the way Chassidus. So, you know what, I guess there's two levels. Maybe some people don't learn Chassidus, but at least they go in the path of Chassidus. They're like a family. Maybe some people are not like, don't go in the way of Chassidus, but at least they learn Chassidus. But when it comes to learning of Chassidus, a lot of people feel that they don't understand. They don't understand. You know, especially ones who are trained to learn Talmud, learn Shulchan Aruch, learn Mishnah. The Chassidus is a little bit aloof, it's a little bit above the understanding. Matter of fact, we learned the whole Maimer of the Alter Rebbe. The Alter Rebbe actually argues that learning Chassidus is the part of like learning Chumash, which you don't know the actual essence, you just know the existence. You read words and you don't have a full comprehension of what's going on. But a lot of people feel that they're limited, the knowledge to learn Chassidus. They don't feel that they get it. They feel that it's difficult. They feel limited. They don't feel that they can get it. So, it's interesting that one of the sikhas that the Rebbe writes about Chov Dalet Teves, the Alter Rebbe says an interesting thing. The Alter Rebbe says that even someone who feels restricted, doesn't feel comfortable. But when you learn Chassidus, the Chassidus raises you up and brings you to a higher level that all of a sudden you begin to see things that you didn't see before. So, yeah, you know, he deals over there with the issue. The Alter Rebbe seemingly restricts the learning of Chassidus. The Alter Rebbe writes in the introduction of the Tanya, specifically the Tanya. What is the reason the Alter Rebbe wrote the Tanya? He writes over there, why? Because the Chassidim would come to the Rebbe and they would ask him advice. And the problem is that Konai Nahore, the Chassidic movement, grew to such a level that there wasn't the ability, physical, to meet with each person privately. Yeah, in a way, he couldn't meet with each person privately to discuss their issues. So you see, in the olden days, the Chassidim had issues. Today we are immune, you know, to those issues. You know, today we don't worry about, you don't daven so well, you don't learn so well, you don't have a good emotional connection. We're immune to those things don't bother us. You know, we're apathetic to these, we're indifferent. We don't care so much about these things. Today we're concerned, you know, with you know, what's going on with the car, with the house, with the credit card, with what's the latest phone. You know, we have other concerns that take up our mind, and we have things that get us upset. You know, that we get very distraught if we don't have things that. But in the olden days, what used to get people upset, or what people were concerned with, was their spiritual standing. They used to come to the Rebbe. Where did they come to the Rebbe? They used to come to the Rebbe to help them get close to Hashem. Because that's what they wanted. They wanted to be close to Hashem. And they struggled. And they had challenges. They had the Yetzer Hara. They had struggles. And, you know, and that was their problem. So they came to the Rebbe. And they asked the Rebbe, Rebbe, help me with my issues. Help me out. And of course, the Rebbe would help everybody. Make them aware of things they didn't know themselves. He would give them the strength. He would encourage them. Help them in their service of Hashem. Chaim Chaim. But what happened was that the crowd became too much. Wow. It was impossible physically to handle everybody. So the Alter Rebbe decided that he was going to write down his counsel, his advice, his suggestions, his inspiration, his encouragement. He'll write it down in these booklets, in the pamphlets originally of the Tanya. And he said the people will look into the booklets and they will have a understanding of what to do in their situation. But the Alter Rebbe starts off his introduction being very apologetic. And the Alter Rebbe says, I know the Chassidim complain that this cannot substitute for a private meeting with the Rebbe, no matter how good. And the Rebbe goes through different books, people don't understand, they don't find, their minds are confused, they don't know what to look in the book. And even holy books, sometimes you don't know which part belongs to you, you don't know how to access the information to make use of it. It's different when you go to the Rebbe tailors and gives you the exact thing for you, and you can sort of tell the Rebbe can tell you back, he can ask questions. It's like saying, don't go to the doctor, just look the medical book. Go online, Google what's the problem, and you don't need to go to the doctor anymore because all the answers are there. What?
I'm kidding. That's how I go to the doctor now.
How's I go to the doctor?
Yeah, I'm healthy.
Yeah. So, So the Rebbe says, however, the Rebbe gives one thing. But here is a very restrictive point. But the Rebbe says, look, it's taka true when we talk about general books. Okay, this is like, this would be, the Tanya would be no different than any other holy book which is based on the words of Chazal. It wouldn't have that special impact which a meeting with the Rebbe has. But the Rebbe says no. The Rebbe says this book actually has that too. And here becomes the almost limiting suggestion of the Alter Rebbe. The Alter Rebbe says, I'm writing this book for the people that I've met, that I've known, that have opened up for me. They've told me all their hidden, what's on their heart, all the things they have revealed to me. I know these are the people that have talked to me. So I am not talking, just writing just words of truth, of wisdom, of Torah, but I am actually addressing the people that actually came to me, and I'm answering them. And he says like this, you can forget, but this way, it's in a book. If you don't forget, here you see the answer again. Those words of the Alter Rebbe almost seems very limiting. So the Alter Rebbe is basically saying that he is writing these words specifically. Okay, it's no worse than a regular book, but this special quality of the Tanya, that the Tanya addresses directly the issues that an individual has, we're almost saying that the Alter Rebbe specifically said that I'm only addressing it to the people that I know. I'm talking about the people that I have associated, have communicated with me. They have opened up to me. I know their problem. That's who I'm advising. What about me? What about you? What about us? What about people who were not there physically in the time of the Alter Rebbe? What about us? Is he not addressing directly to us? And the Rebbe says, on the contrary, that once the Rebbe wrote this in his Sefer, that those are the people that he's talking to, he gave you the opportunity and the option for us to become those who are known and those who the Rebbe knows. If you learn the Tanya and you feel that you are being connected to the Alter Rebbe through your teaching of the Tanya, and of course not just the Tanya and all Chassidus of the Alter Rebbe and all the Rabbeim that follow, you become Yoidei Makira, you become somebody that the Alter Rebbe knows, some the Alter Rebbe recognize. You become the Tanya that you learn, even though you think you don't understand it well. You don't think that the Tanya is for you. The Tanya has such a power, it has such an intense spiritual injection of life, of energy. It energizes you. It makes you on such a level that all of a sudden you become Yoide Makira. You become part of those who the Alter Rebbe knows. So while sometimes in the beginning it seems like it's hard, it's difficult, we don't understand. Of course, the Alter Rebbe writes there that people who do understand a little more than the others should take the time and explain and teach and to articulate to them some of the ideas that are found in the Tanya and go ahead and help the other people as well. But the idea over here is that if you learn, you can get such a bolt of energy, such a lightning of energy in your neshama, in your body, that it'll elevate you, it'll make you into a much higher person and level, so that instead of feeling, oh, I don't know what this is, you'll feel, you'll see, you'll start va'era. You all of a sudden you start seeing things. You start seeing things before you had doubts, you had questions, you weren't sure. No, they said about a chassid who became a chassid of the Alter Rebbe. Maybe not totally helped me out the name of the chassid, but they say about this chassid that before he became a chassid, he was so sure of himself that he's so righteous and that he was such a holy person and that he was so great that he didn't know how is Hashem going to build a Gan Eden, a heaven that is going to be good enough and big enough for such a righteous, great tzaddik. You know, by the way, they say this is a joke. I'm not sure that this is a... they say that there was once a... Yeah, you know? At the end he said, once he became a chosid, and he learned Tanya, and he learned what the Alter Rebbe said, he says that he doesn't know if there's any a Gehenim big enough to stick in. He changed, he had a whole different change of perspective of who evaluating is. We learned in the Hayom Yom, the Chassidus teaches you that you have a recognition of who you are, what you really are, and even if things that are no good. Who's this? Go ahead.
And I think there was Hasidim asking him, what's different for you? You called your you was sitting 24 hours a day learning in the Snagin Shashul. Now you moved to Rebbe and still doing the absolute same thing. 24 hours, no difference.
Yeah.
I don't remember exactly how it
started. Yeah, goes. Okay.
But he said, when I was there, I thought that how are they going to be able to meet such a tzaddik like me? What kind of special place in Gan Eden could be suit me? I mean, there are no such a place. I mean, when I moved here, he said, is it really able to accept me in a Gehenim? and something like that. I don't remember exactly.
Similar,
Something like that, I guess.
The point is, what I want to bring out is, even if you find sometimes that learning Chassidus is a little bit difficult, it's not as clear, it's not as concrete, it's not as logical like you are used to. First of all, that's when you learn a lot, you actually you get the logic also. That's also. But even in the beginning, you have to know that the light that is in the Hasidic teaching, the energy that's in there will actually lift you up. It'll lift you up into such a level that you'll start to see things that you didn't see before. Today, we know there is no way else to really have Yiras Shamayim, to have fear of heaven. The only way to do that is through learning Hasidus. There's no other way. And I know that everybody gets busy, but with other things, and we have a lot of... obligations in our lives, and we have a lot of things to do, but nobody's exempt. You can't be a chassid if you don't learn a little chassidus. That's something which is that's the minimum amount that we need to do. And today, when we get together on Chav Dalet Teves, the yahrzeit of the Alter Rebbe, we should make a decision, a commitment to increase our involvement in learning of Chassidus a little bit. That's what we need to do. Involvement a little bit more in learning Chassidus. Chassidus is available online. It's available in various different formats. Everybody in Sforim and everything else. So, but of course, if you can come to a shir, which Chassidus is learned, you know, join the shir. That's the first and foremost thing. So, l'chaim, l'chaim. When we say Zuchus Yogin Aleinu, his merit should protect us. Zuchus is, we deserve it. Why? Because we are for bringing here together. That's what the Rebbe said. When we'll say Zuchus Yogin Aleinu, we should say that we're sitting by a Fabrengen in the honor of the Alter Rebbe's Yahrzeit. And we learn Chassidus in honor of the Alter Rebbe's Yahrzeit. The Rebbe said that today, during Chav Dalet Teves, one should learn a sif in Shulchan Aruch from the Alter Rebbe. One should learn a maimer, a Torah Oir from the Alter Rebbe. a Tanya from the Alter Rebbe, give tzedakah in memory of the Alter Rebbe. So l'chaim l'chaim, the Eibishter should help us that we should stay connected, we should appreciate what we have. We have such a beautiful treasure. We have such a treasure. And we all, what we have to do is we have to get the seichel, the enough seichel to appreciate what we have and utilize it and take advantage of it and to connect and to be in a way that we could, that we should be, that we could be. L'chaim, 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 l'chaim. Tidiyai ledai dai 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 Ya ya le da ya da ma le da ya ya ti de ma ha va ya da ay la 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 Ay le le da ya da 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 ma ya da 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 ma ay le le hey ay la 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 ya ya da 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 oh oh ay ya ma ya da da ya da 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 ma le le da le le da ay ay le le la ya 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 ay ya le la ya 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 Hey, I let I, I, a maimer or a saying that is known that the Alter Rebbe wrote before his passing, and that starts with the words "V'nefesh hashfeila be'emes." He goes down there. He says, "The true soul, the soul that is truly low," and he goes through to explain over there how the restrictions of this world, the restrictions of these of this world, restricts you so much. No, the Alter Rebbe was known that he would go into a sort of trance, and his love of Hashem and his outpour and yearning to expire to Hashem was so intense. And he was bound, as it goes many times, and you see it in the Maimorim when the Alter Rebbe goes through the reflections, the meditations, that a person can bring himself to this trance, to be able to go beyond the limitations of the world, to sort of go beyond and above all of time and space. And he would say, they would find him rolling on the floor, and he would say, I don't want anything. I don't want not the heavens, not the upper level of the heavens, the lower level of the heavens. I don't. They are not going to satisfy me. I want nothing. All what I want is you alone. The Alter Rebbe felt, and especially expresses it in that maimon, in the saying, the v'nefesh ha-shvela, he felt the restrictions, the limitation of this physical world that we're in, that the neshama is brought down in a body in this world, and he's like tied and incarcerated. He can't express himself. And that's the feeling the Alter Rebbe would feel, because he was able to sense and go beyond the limitations of the world. And he had a yearning and a vision and a desire to sort of cleave, to become one with Hashem, with the Sevim Kulamim, with the highest level of godliness. That was his wishes. And he wrote the Nefesh HaShvela Be'emes. And the Rebbe suggests that, it says that Friday, that's the previous Rebbe, the Rebbe brings down, that the previous Rebbe suggests that it was Friday, and on Friday, you know, you have to empty your pockets. Because tradition, this saying of Nefesh HaShvela, that writing, some people thought that he said it, the Alter Rebbe passed away on Motzei Shabbos. On Parsha Shmois, Saturday night. And it's also, it's unusual. It was for us to know exactly the date, the hours, and the exact time. It's unusual. So, but it's not clear by tradition when this Nefesh HaShvela was written. Some people thought it was after Shabbos. But the Rebbe brings down from the Friedrich Rebbe that... that on Erev Shabbos, you know, you have to empty your pockets every Erev Shabbos because you want to make sure that you're not carrying anything. I don't know, in Sharon, those who use the Erev, but I'm saying, in most places, if you live in a city, can't carry. So halacha, b'shulchan aruch, you have to check your pockets and make sure that, you know, there's even an issue of putting things in your pocket on Shabbos so you don't forget to take it out of there and carry it. So there's also an issue with that. But at least when you empty. So some people say that Tzemach Tzedek was there when the Alter Rebbe emptied his pocket, and that Nefesh HaShvela was given to the Tzemach Tzedek. That's how we have the Nefesh HaShvela. The Alter Rebbe, it's amazing. And you see this about, I think, what the Rebbe, the Alter Rebbe relates that one time, the Alter Rebbe opened up the window and the window shades, and he saw that there was a huge, huge crowd walking to the Beis Medrash where the Alter Rebbe was. It was going to be a Maimer, it was a Shabbos, a Yontem. It's not clear exactly what the occasion was. So the Alter Rebbe turns to his wife, Sterna, and he says to her, "What are these guys all coming to me? What do they want from me? What is it?" And he closed the windows and closed the things. Just let them go away. I got nothing to offer them. Why are they coming to me? And his wife told him, "They're not coming to you. You're making a mistake. They're coming to you to hear the teachings from your Rebbe, from the Magid of Mizrich. They're coming to you to hear the teaching from the Baal Shem Tov." Oh, in that case, open the windows wide, let it pour, he'll give and give and give everything that he can. You know, this is the idea. The idea is for us, it's not about us. It's about the Eibishter. It's about Chassidus, it's about the Rabbeim. That's what it's about. It's about to be able to give the world an appreciation, a connection to the Rebbe, to the Eibishter, to Chassidus. Every Yid that we're makariv not only to the Eibishter, but we're makariv him to Chassidus. We bring him close to the Rebbe. You're mamish saving them, and you're giving them an eternal goodness and greatness and treasure. So it's very, very well worthwhile. You know, sometimes in the beginning, people don't appreciate. The Rebbe brings an example in one of the letters. He says, you know, there's a person sleeping, and in his sleep, he's having a beautiful sleep. He's in La La Land, and he's dreaming about all kinds of stuff, and he's just enjoying it. Oh, unfortunately, there's a fire that broke out, and guy comes in and wakes him up. He says, wake up! Don't bother me. Don't bother me. I'm sleeping. I'm enjoying my sleep. You're disrupting. I'm such a good dream. What are you doing to me? He says, get up. There's a fire. He is so angry at the person that is not letting him sleep. And he's saying, what are you? Eventually, when he wakes up, he's saved. He comes out of there. He says, thank you, thank you, thank you. As much as he had to nudge him, and as much as he had to be on his case and he bothered him, the guy will be thankful to him forever. You know, when you help another yid, you bring him closer to the Eibishter. In the beginning, they tell you, mind your own business, you know. You ask him, are you Jewish? He says, what's your business, if I'm Jewish or not? Or they are not really responsive. But then, eventually, when the Eibishter helps them, that they become closer to Hashem, they say, thank you for nudging me. Thank you for banging in my door. Thank you for not giving up on me. Because if you gave up on me, and if you weren't persistent, then where do I be? You know, we Chabadnikis, you know, we got to give ourselves a little credit too. Because we are capable of doing things that I don't think most normal other people would do, you know. Most people would probably. So this is just one demonstration. There's a million of them every day. And this was related by a non-Chabad, rabbi. It was related by him. Unfortunately, there was a terrible, terrible tragedy. A young family from Israel, the wife got very, very sick, a mother of 9 children, and they went to Texas to find some of the special doctors. It cost a fortune, and it was there. Anyways, they tried whatever they could, and they didn't succeed. The woman died. So now the man, Nebuch, is flying back to Eretz Yisrael, to his house, to his children. 9 children are orphans from the mother. He's flying back on the plane. No, he's a Chabadnik. So goes around. Who is the tefillin? He goes around. Coming, you know, his wife is in the in the cargo of the plane, and he's up there with his tefillin, putting on tefillin with people. So then he comes to the first class. The first class has a curtain. Can't go in. But he figured, what is his chances? Anyways, tells it a long story for 10 minutes. I'm not going to keep you 10 minutes, tell you the whole story, but the bottom line was, he goes over to this guy. He says to him, are you a yid? The guy says, don't bother me. Bug off. I'm in first class. Don't you understand what no means? Don't you understand? You know, I'm not putting on the tefillin. And this is first class. You're not supposed to be here even. Just get lost. I told you no once. I told you. And the guy isn't letting up. You know? He says he doesn't know. You know, he just keeps on. He says, tell me. Why do you insist I should put on the tefillin? He says. Tell me, why? Why is it in your mind that you have to put on tefillin with me? So he says to him, I'll tell you why. He says, until my wife is buried, I am considered to be an oinon. An oinon is not allowed to put on tefillin. I can't put on tefillin today. So I want you to put on the tefillin that I cannot put on today. I want you to want to put on for me, because I can't put on the tefillin today. You know, the guy hears, the guy, a mother of nine, is buried in the Kohen and tells him the story. He can't put on the tefillin today. I mean, even if you were a rock and you were numb as, you know, to anything, I mean, how are you going to refuse? How are you going to refuse that? And the guy put on the tefillin. So, but the rabbi was saying, it's not that he got another year to put on tefillin. You know, that's of course, that's the big thing. But despite his own difficult circumstances, he goes out there and helps. The Rebbe has changed us. He made us to people that care. He made us into people that are out there helping other people. We have to realize we go and we do things and we help people. And we do these things because this is the training that the Rebbe gave us, and this is what the Rebbe expected from us, and this is what, you know, what we do. And it's unique to us. Other people also do, everybody does Kiruv today, but they do it, you know, on a level, you know. I'm not knocking anybody. Everybody does the right things. But we have that commitment, that special commitment. To us, it's important that another year does a mitzvah. To us, it's important that somebody else, a guy that we never know, that we'll never see, we're going on a plane, the guy is coming from a terrible personal tragedy, and yet he knows there's a yid there, he'll put on tefillin. I had a opportunity this last weekend on Friday in the Pittsburgh. The supermarkets, like the Shaw's, they're called Giant Eagle. I don't know, they were there in the Midwest, over there, whatever, in Pittsburgh. So there's a Giant Eagle over there. My sister, Kanai Nahara, she'll be well, not feeling so well, but hopefully she'll have a refuah, Shleima Kreva. She goes on a regular, daily, almost daily basis, sits in front of the Giant Eagle with her table and chair, and she's in her 80s, and she gives out Shabbos Licht, and she gives out the good cards. Sheva Mitzvahs B'nei Noach, not discriminate. Yidden Goyim gives them, tell them to make the world a better place. The whole Squirrel Hills, everybody who goes shopping in Giant Eagle knows my sister. So, me and my brother and my sister, we all actually went for Shabbos to visit, to be with my sister and brother-in-law. They're getting older, they're not feeling so well, so we wanted to go and be with them. We used the excuse, my nephew made a wedding for his daughter, so that was sort of the excuse, but the goal was to spend time with them, to be with them. So, saying, I'm amazed. She says to me, my sister again says to me, she says, you're here for Shabbos? She says, you're going to come together with me in front of the Giant Eagle and we'll do Mifzoyim. We took the pair of tefillin with us. We took the good card. She took her chair and she sat down there. We stood there for an hour or so, giving out and trying to speak to people and trying to get people to put on tefillin. We got some other, there were some bachram there too, put on tefillin with these people. So I say, this lady is over 80. She barely moves. You know, barely moves. Where does she get that drive, that commitment, you know, to go out on a regular daily basis? It's cold outside. It was wintry. It's dreary. If I'm going to get another yid, another goy even, give him a good car to do Metzah B'nai Noach. The Rebbe has endowed us. He's empowered us. He's endowed us. Okay, the Rebbe never wanted us to pat ourselves on the back and take credit for anything. But still, we have to appreciate that we have that sort of a special privilege to be connected to the Rebbe, who's given us that sense of care and responsibility and to be there for other people. What time of the day, any time, any day, all the time, we are there to be helpful to other people. That's a phenomenon that we are blessed to be. So, l'chaim, l'chaim, al chav dalet, tevis, the Alter Rebbe's yahrzeit, we should stay strong, stay connected. L'chaim, l'chaim, I'm going to ask now Rabbi Naftali to share with us a few words in honor of chav dalet tevis, in honor of the Yom Hilula, maybe some historical facts or whatever. I don't have to guide him what to say, whatever he like to say. L'chaim, l'chaim. Let's do a nigun first. Yeah. Let's do a nigun first. Yeah.